Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And I am hoping that we have on the line Martin Plaut.
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you loud and clear.
Ah, fantastic. So, Martin, let me just reverse one moment and give you the introduction that you deserve. So, Martin Plaut is a fellow at the Institute of Commonwealth Studies and a former BBC World Service Africa editor as well as author. He also is a born and bred South African. Martin, thank you for talking to us on 101.9 High FM this afternoon.
It's a pleasure.
So, Martin, I was trawling the internet after the report from the EHRC, the Equality and Human Rights Commission, came out last week to see some interesting commentary about Jeremy Corbyn. I landed up on your particular blog spot. There's a fascinating article there by one Andrew Rawnsley from The Observer. And I thought maybe you, with your insights, could talk to us about Jeremy Corbyn, the man. How did we get to this point?
That's an excellent question. I mean, I've known Jeremy Corbyn for perhaps 40 years. I arrived in the UK from South Africa in about 77, 78. And I then started working for the Labour Party on the Middle East and Africa. And I came across Corbyn. And he was always a, you know, fairly pleasant, you know, very ordinary backbench MP who was good at gardening. He was particularly keen on growing vegetables.
Right.
And he has the sort of, shall we say, he was like a bit like a frog. He would go from one meeting to another, supporting various groups, whether it was Nicaragua or, the Sandinistas, whoever it was. He supported them for 15 minutes and then disappeared and did something else.
I mean, here's a man who took Labour to its, in terms of this particular article, its most calamitous defeat since 1935. That wasn't enough for him to leave Parliament. That still remained other people's fault. He didn't seem to acknowledge his role in that, trouncing at the ballot box at all. And then came this determination by the Equality and Human Rights Commission. One would have thought an apology would have perhaps been in place, but no, once again, he lashed out. I'm struggling to understand this absolute inability to take responsibility for one's role in getting us to this point.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the problem is that he sort of sees himself as purer than pure. He stood outside South Africa House, campaigning against apartheid, as many of us did. I mean, there was nothing particularly special about what he did, but I mean, you know, he was there. And, so he sees himself as sort of the archetypal anti-racist, and he just cannot grasp that he oversaw the worst bout of anti-Semitism that the Labour Party has ever experienced. And I think in order to understand it, you have to understand why this is.
Yes.
It's so much that he himself was anti-Semitic, although there are specific things that he did, which you can, and I'm happy to go through what they were, that were anti-Semitic, in my view. But nor is it true that the vast majority of people in the Labour Party are anti-Semitic. There are a scattering of straightforward racists against Jews. I mean, let me acknowledge that. But that's not the majority of the people. That is not where this comes from. Where this really comes from is that there was a feeling amongst a group of the hard left, some former Communist Party, some Trotskyist groups, who basically believed the wrong side won the Cold War. And that the real enemy of everybody in the world is the United States. And who is the local representative of the United States in the Middle East? Hey, it's Israel.
Israel.
So what you do is you attack the Israelis at all points, if you see what I mean, and under all circumstances, and basically they become your sort of go-to person to attack. So if you're in a Labour Party meeting, people raise the issue of Palestine and Palestinians, and I'm sympathetic to Palestinians. I've been to Israel, I've been to the Gaza Strip. I think so. These Israelis sometimes behave appallingly towards Palestinians, but that's not the point. They use them as a battering ram to basically get rid of the centrist and, shall we say, ordinary Labour Party members who find it so appalling that you people use this abuse against Israel and Jews and they drive them out and gain control of Labour Party meetings and then take control of the party as a whole. That is where it really comes from.
You see, this is where I struggle. I understand the so-called academic distinction that one can make between Jews and Israel. I get that. I can understand why certain people are terribly upset by the treatment of Palestinians by a certain segment of the Israeli population. I can understand that. What I can't understand is murals depicting anti-Semitic caricatures on a wall and being told that's okay. That has nothing to do with liberation of Palestinians. Nothing.
Of course it doesn't. Absolutely not. And I mean, he says that he glanced at the image, he never took it properly, never saw it. But I mean, it showed hook-nosed bankers making money on the backs of the poor. I mean, there was no way you could misunderstand.
So why is he anti-Semitic? Because people I've spoken to in London, Jewish people who are on the left, say absolutely not, despite what I think is overwhelming evidence to the contrary.
Well, you know, I personally think it's irrelevant. I mean, you know, yes, he did say things like Jews might be born in this country, but they never grasped English irony. He went on to say that, you know, 19th century imperialists in financial houses run by a singular and peculiar race. You know what he's talking about.
Yes,
but I don't think that he really is at the heart of the problem. The problem is that he just thinks that he is incapable of racism in any form and therefore refuses to take a responsibility for it. And you know, but that's not the point. The point really is this. He oversaw and was the leader when vile, gross, appalling abuse was handed out to Jewish people in the Labour Party, who have been the backbone of the Labour Party since its foundation. When I went out campaigning for Labour in local elections, Jews, I mean, literally, it was impossible to get even a word in edgeways, and quite rightly so. They were absolutely furious. But luckily, some people in the Jewish labor movement inside the Labor Party have fought an absolutely tremendous rearguard action. I'm a member of the movement, even though I'm not really technically Jewish, because my father was Jewish, but not my mother. But, you know, I supported them. And these people have absolutely stuck there and made sure that in the end, this finding was there. And Keir Starmer, the now Labour leader, is absolutely determined to root it out at all costs. And that's why he would not accept it when Corbyn tried to minimise what had been found.
And yet one has to admit that Corbyn must have tapped into some very strong stream on the left, because there seems to be almost a cult-like following of him. Where does this leave the Labour Party going forward?
Well, I think that, you know, people have, you know, let's be honest, most British people do not spend very long thinking about politics at any time. I mean, I remember when I was lived in South Africa, I mean, people talked politics the whole time. People don't talk politics in Britain the whole time. They think about it about 10 minutes a year.
Interesting.
And, yeah, you know, it's kind of something you're more worried about where your kids are going to school or, you know, what they're doing, that kind of thing. And so there isn't this intense concentration on these issues. And as a result, you know, I don't think the vast majority of Labour Party members and supporters and voters, they just want a decent life for people. They believe in the National Health Service, that kind of thing. They don't really think about these things very often.
Martin Plaut, thank you so very much for agreeing to speak to us here on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon. I really am very grateful for your input. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you.
No, thank you. Really, from the bottom of my heart, fascinating insights from you, Martin. Thank you.
Sure. Pleasure. Bye-bye.